two. Never mind, we're already going. All right, here we are. It's episode 26 of the podcast you're listening to right now, which is Eat, Drink, and Be Scary. With us are all of your hosts, starting with
Tanya,
Ryan,
and Tom.
And this is Bill, and we have a guest here.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. A lot of stuff going on right now. We are all in the same room, but it's under 10 people, so we're okay. By the time you hear this, it might be that you have to be like under two people, which is a threesome. All right, so anyway.
I keep invading people's 6-foot space. I don't know.
And today, a lot of people have been posting a lot of BS online about things that will protect you. And
I see where you're going with that.
And because of that, Ryan's brought us some stuff today that we don't know anything about. We haven't seen it. And they're Cheerios, right? I said that right?
Cheerios,
yeah. Cheerios. And Cheerios are... Ryan, why don't you tell us what a Cheerio is?
A Cheerio is simply put a curiosity or a unique, occasionally rare item of intriguing nature or design. Often Cheerios have a spiritual or metaphysical quality, providing yet another aspect to their already mysterious nature. So I think what we're going to do tonight is I brought 15 different things that I thought were neat. And I'm just going to pass them around and see if you guys can guess what they are and what they do.
So these are kind of like Lucky Charms, right? Are some for curses? Are some for like...
Be. I'm not going to give too much away until you see what they are.
So we don't know. We can't just say, oh, this is a Lucky Charm. This could be like a curse. That could be like...
that he's unleashing on you.
The monkey's paw. Here you go. Yeah. Or something like that.
Absolutely.
That's okay. It's just the heater.
Speaking of Lucky Charms, we normally have food and drinks, but because of coronavirus, we didn't go to the store because there's nothing left. So we did not get anything special to eat or drink, but we were going to have Lucky Charms. So there's that.
But we're not that lucky.
Yeah, so instead, we're just drinking bourbon and
Mountain Dew.
And iced coffee.
And I've already banned Tom from drinking his iced coffee during it because he keeps swishing it in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
So with that, Ryan, you want to get started and show us some of the goodness?
Yeah, I'm going to start off with an easy one here and let you guys... I'm going to ask you what you think it is. If you can't identify it, just tell me what you feel from it, and then I'll tell you the history behind what it is. All right?
By the way, I do have one question for you, and maybe you don't have to answer this now or later. How much faith do you have in a lot of this stuff? I mean, I know a lot of it is a bit of folklore, but is there a bit of a, like...
With the stuff that I practice, it really depends on the item. Some of it in here, I threw a couple in there that are just crap. I'm not going to tell you which ones they are.
This and is then, your shoe.
And then I actually have some in there that have some really rich history, and so we'll just see what you guys get.
Cool.
Okay?
And these are all things that you sell in your store?
A lot of these things I do sell in the store, but there are a few that I do not sell, just because they're my personal collection.
Oh, okay.
So here's the first one.
All right.
Tom, do you want to describe that?
Yeah, he's handed me a big gold horseshoe.
Let's
with
see it.
Curtains.
I'm going to take pictures of everything so we can post them so you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a horseshoe with bangs.
Yeah, solid gold. Yeah, it is. It's like paneled.
You guys are on the right track with that one.
Oh, bangs. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So it looks like...
No, it's a horseshoe.
Thank you.
We're nailing it.
Yeah, my tactile functions are working.
All right. Well, Tanya's got it now. Tanya, what are your
solid
thoughts?
And heavy.
I feel metal. And cardboard and fabric.
Mm-hmm. To me, it looks almost like a Western.
This looks like the top half of a wine glass.
Ooh.
There you go. I'm not going to lie. This looks like a summer camp school project. Or like a
actually,
like, Mom, look what I made you. And
that
you're like,
is
oh.
from an old brothel that's over 100 years old. And what they used to do is they hung that above the doorway. And whenever anyone got a really good tip, they'd put it inside that pouch. And the idea was it was supposed to bring more money to the brothel.
This one's got... Oh, it's shedding. This one has a hole in it.
That's the idea.
All right. So this is... So that's it? That's what this one's for?
Wow. Yep.
It's for brothels. So this is a horseshoe.
So horseshoes are traditionally used, if they're upright, to bring in good luck or fortune. And if they're upside down, it's protection. And since that one, they wanted good luck and money, they... put the pocket in there so it always stayed up and they could share that good luck money with them.
So it's like it's a horror house tip jar.
Yep.
All right, cool. Okay. Very nice. I like that one.
Hmm.
Number two.
It's a fish.
That's, well, it's more than a fish. That's one of my own personal.
It's a fish with its a bunch own of personal icons fish attached to it.
What are you? What'd you call them?
Icons.
Icons. You're kind of close.
Little description there, Tom. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of little brass-looking. There's people. There's fish. There's a set of eyeballs. There's a turkey, an ear, a trophy.
You're very good at this.
Thank you. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got a red head.
I love redheads.
Tanya, what do you think?
I think it is a wood fish with lots of shaped things on it that are just kind of nailed into it. I'm being very descriptive.
I mean, that's a lot of nailing. It's pretty talented that way.
There are a lot of body parts.
Yeah, that's sad. So it seems to me like it could be like a fish of creation or a protector of something. It seems a little Native American in like in its design of the fish itself.
Are these charms attached to mm-hmm. it?
They
so
are.
These are just like little charms attached. So they're hammered on. So I would think that this is a fish. I'm going to say, right, here's my guess. It's a wish fish. It's a wish fish. Let me finish.
Okay.
It's a wish fish. And what you do with this wish fish is you take your little charms and then you hammer them on. And then, I don't know. That's it. That's all I got. You put tartar sauce on it and then it's ready to go. So I think it's called a wish fish. Tell me how right I am.
You're pretty close. It's called a milagro. Also known as an ex voto.
Which is Latin for wish fish, but...
It is. Yep. They're religious folk charms that are traditionally used for healing purposes or as votive offerings in Mexico, the southern United States, or other Latin America. And the idea is they're typically placed on shrines to bring out some sort of holy luck or, in this case, wish fishing. But yeah, that's what that's used for.
Now... Did you assemble that one yourself?
No, I didn't. I was given that one as a gift.
Oh, that's nice. Do you think all those little charms, were the charms put on there for you?
No, they were put on there and then it was passed from person to person. So I have no idea how old it is.
So you're stealing wishes?
Yeah.
Yeah, by proxy, that's wish fishing bait then.
Yeah, basically.
So you or somebody's wish.
Ish.
What's the numbers on the bottom?
Is I have no
how
idea.
How much it was?
It's a phone number.
It's a bajillion dollars.
It yeah, looks like it was $87.50.
Is that what it says? 87?
That's what it looks like.
It could have been made in 19...
Maybe that's what somebody was wishing for.
So maybe it was not $87.50.
about $350.
Yeah, about $350.
Wait, can I see the numbers on there?
I got to pay my gas bill.
I didn't look on there. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's a dollar sign. That looks like a dollar sign. $87.50. It's weird that you would come to that number.
Well, maybe you added all the charms up and... Divided by Jesus, that's what you got.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a, it's, yeah, unless it's, okay.
That's the answer.
All right,
right there.
Wish fish.
Okay.
Wait, what's it called again?
A milagro or an ex voto?
I've heard a milagro before.
Yeah. Why isn't it a voto? Why is it an ex voto?
That's just what it's called.
Bad relationships.
This is one of my favorite ones, so if you break it, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
So you hand it to Tom. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yes.
That Ooh, I'm not touching.
Creepy.
I'm you not going to touch that.
Yeah, you got to touch this.
Tom, dude. Describe what you're holding in your hand right now.
I am holding a beautiful purple velour blob topped by the like most creepy, like dark raisin-looking face staring at me through rusty glasses and this nice little quiff.
It looks like a little shrunken head
it's
of
my new
a
girlfriend.
Torso of an old woman.
Yeah, it's like a woman went to church. And then they forgot about her for 50 years.
Look at Bill's face.
What? It's disgusting.
Wait
it's
until
so
you're holding
wrong.
It in front of your face.
No.
Smell it.
Smell it?
Trust me.
Yeah, smell the old person.
So smell, like
smell her face.
Oh,
the hat came off.
That means you're hexed.
Oh,
her hat fell off.
You're going to dream of this tonight, Tanya. Tanya's you know holding it in her really hand, creepy. And she smelled it, and the hat fell off.
Is how glossy her eyes are when you look at them.
No, not gonna.
That's what I'm saying.
You should look at it really close.
You are. Bill's
what is the head? Okay, so this right now, it's the torso of a woman in like an old woman.
It might be poop.
With white hair and her old rotted face, which I'm going to say is an apple core.
Nope.
Oh, gross. It's probably really.
It's probably dung of an animal. Or human, or something.
Wait, Ryan didn't correct you on that, so I think you're right.
And then they put in shiny little eyes.
Well, I want you to lick it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way to break the curse.
I've seen this in a horror movie before.
It's like Arizona saltwood. Just lick it.
No, this thing is really scary. You guys got to definitely go and go to our Facebook page and check.
Get an eyes up close, because it looks like it's judging you.
It's... Oh, my God, her eyes are really glossy. This is like... really. She's got a little bit of a mustache. Or he. I'm not going to assume your little thing's gender.
Yeah, don't
but,
assume.
Yeah, with the lace.
But, and it's, if you squeeze, did you squeeze it? It feels weird.
Does it go squeeze?
All right, so it looks like a little old lady with a black face, and she's got little glasses on, and this is creepy as fuck. So I'm handing this back.
That is my favorite thing.
All right.
Face is in the made world? Out of an old prune.
Now, wait. So we're supposed to guess what it is. My guess is that's a curse item. I'll guarantee you that's a curse item.
Okay.
That's supposed to put a curse on you for not calling your grandparents and, like, bad things
not
happen.
Not calling your grandparents.
I think since she kind of... You said her face is an old prune.
Mm-hmm.
The texture looks like it could be of dung. So maybe it's meant for, you know, good digestive health and you keep it in the bathroom.
I don't know.
I'm regular again.
It looks like it got a shrunken head and torso.
It's wrong. It's gross. Well, all right.
I want to lick it now.
Lick it.
Lick the dog.
I didn't smell it, by the way.
Don't lick it.
Don't lick it?
No, don't.
Okay, fine.
Lick the back.
Wait, why would you tell me to lick it and then tell her not to?
Because he cares about me more.
You don't know where it's been.
I don't want her to get the curse. Let's just have Bill get it.
Oh, look, the hat twice.
Oh,
it's
tiny.
Oh. I'm trying to get light.
Yeah, let's blame it on the tilt.
Want me to hold her up for you? There we go.
Yeah, that's the thing of nightmares.
So,
all right.
Alter Egos, we had been open for maybe 4 days. And this woman came in and said that her grandma had given her this, and it scares the shit out of her.
Yeah, that's my friend.
And she's like, you need to have this. And I go, yes, I do. So I took this. Her name is Mama Prune, and she stays by the register at our shop.
And what does it do?
It's an effigy. An effigy is a figure or likeness of an individual or an idea typically used to represent something. It could be... an old art piece, it could be a spirit box, it could be anything, but I just think it's beautiful and fantastic, so it lives.
I mean, it's well crafted.
It's
look like a person.
150 years old.
I was going to say, how old was this person whose grandmother made it?
Is it, though?
Yeah, because her grandma had it when she was a kid.
I mean, so,
it
tastes like but with that, I mean, look at the attire. That's not... Is that attire from 150 years ago?
Absolutely. That lace and that velour, sure.
And the reason why the eyes look glossy is they put some layer of fixative or preservative on it to make it look that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And what's the face made of?
It's a prune.
That really is a prune.
It really is a prune.
Prune face, like from Dick Tracy.
Oh, man, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah. We're all walking around with Dick Tracy watches now. It's the future, Tanya.
All right, well, that's creepy. Thank you.
I love
it. Put
that.
It away.
No, don't. It's going to stay there. All right, the next one.
As this all collects on the table, we're just going to get collectively worse around here, huh?
All right,
now,
Tom,
this looks like dung.
What is it, Tom?
Now, it's obviously some kind of dried something. See, I'm worried about the smelling thing.
It smells good.
It does smell good. I'm not going to lick it, though. I kind of want to lick it, but I'm not going to
do
lick
it. It's got a really nice smoky...
All right, describe what you have right there.
I don't. It seems like something got left in your smoker.
I promise.
For like
it's
a week
not,
and a half. It smells. Really
actually,
good.
I did that one time.
It's
with,
not a dung, but I do want you
to lick it.
Gently press your tongue against.
I did potato wedges.
I
left potato wedges in an oven for like
deeper?
A week.
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like.
I want
like.
You to gently put your tongue against it.
Wow.
I'm going to put it against my tongue so that way I can claim I was subjected.
Okay.
You're looking like you're going to eat it, is what it looks like.
Just do it.
The way you're holding it.
We won't look.
Oh, he licked it.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, it's wet.
Okay.
I got it all wet. All
right. Well, let's pass it on.
Does it have any taste? Did you taste anything?
It tastes like nothing. Yeah. We're supposed to be keeping 6 feet, and now we're just licking stuff and handing it on.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that every day anyway.
Had the virus spread? Yeah. All this stuff.
The podcast.
I was licking stuff.
It looks like an old shrunken apple.
Yeah, right?
Smell it.
Smell it, though. It does smell totally like a smoked something.
It is very smoky.
Mesquite.
It is very, very smoky. It kind of looks like a nice little butthole.
Yes, I was resisting saying that, but it does. Like a little anus.
Is that why you decided to lick it?
Well, you know, it doesn't taste like... Never mind.
Tastes like a penny.
It's incredibly smoky.
All right, so I'm holding this thing now. I'm going to definitely say it was some sort of piece of vegetation.
Yeah, can we say it must have been a plant, right? Are we all kind of agreeing it was a plant?
So it's smoked.
Yeah, definitely.
I actually like the way this smells.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. Put it in my car. Hey, what's that butthole hanging in your window?
You're actually closer than you think.
Okay, so it's smoked.
So it's probably...
But it also feels like it's...
a pigskin or a cow or something, some sort of animal.
Oh, no, I'm going to find out that this is like a goat pancreas or something that I'm holding.
What do you guys think it is?
All right, I think it's...
Let's remember that I licked it.
All right, I'm going to... My guess is... it is.
I mean, it's leathery, so I would assume it looks like skin.
Oh no, I touched it. Is it?
What do you guys think it is, Tom?
You know what it looks like suddenly to me? I bet that's a scrotum.
Oh no! Is it?
It's mummified testicle.
No.
That is an Egyptian mummy's testicle.
It's a monkey nut.
That's a mummy testicle.
It's a mummy.
That's a
testicle.
Mummy's testicle.
Well, now I have all of its powers.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
No, you have all of its syphilis is what you have, so...
1,000-year-old Egyptian syphilis, so...
I just held smoked testicle in my hand.
Actually, guys, that's a high John the Conqueror route.
Really?
Tom's almost discouraged that it's a mummy testicle.
No, I'm thinking what made it smell mesquite, like
so
smoke.
So it's actually a root used in hoodoo and voodoo. It says to be... It's a root that has been blessed by... the deity Johnny Conqueror, and what is supposed to do is give you good luck, sexual potency, and the ability to overcome all obstacles.
Do you get that just by its possession, or do you have to touch it, or lick it? In Tom's
case, you gotta lick it.
So just if you own it, so if you give it, if you say, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna lend this to you,"
have it on
your
person, or
typically
just...
it's carried in a mojo hand or a mojo bag. But yeah, having it on your person is said to...
That would have to be a big mojo bag. That thing's like 2 inches around.
Yeah, but they come in different sizes.
You can get small Egyptian nuts.
I just wanted to grab one.
Just like the three guys at this table come in different sizes. Sorry, Tom. All right. I dug the smell of that, though.
Yeah,
I want to know what they smoked that in.
So, no, that's how it smells when it comes out of the ground.
Really?
Oh. Like that's the root. It's the root that smells like that. And I actually have an oil of that, so if you wanted a cologne, I could make you one.
That actually wouldn't be that bad.
Smells nice.
It would just smell like a campfire.
Yeah.
Or a Korean barbecue, like where they cook right in front of you.
I walk around all day smelling like Korean barbecue.
Right. If you guys don't know this,
that's
one,
racist.
I can say that, though.
That's true.
I don't see... You can say that.
I can say that.
I don't see Bill holding this one either, but...
Oh,
it's wrapped in bubble. So, oh, yay! No, I've seen this one. All right.
Okay.
Explain what we got here, Tom.
So it's a snake head.
No, it's more, not just a snake head.
It's a
rattler.
It is a rattlesnake cut off about 2 inches down the neck and then like, I don't know, sealed with plastic. But it's cool. It's got venom on the fangs. It's checking me out. I've never seen a snake that close when it's just like made of, feels like it's made of styrofoam. It's kind of crazy. It's super light.
Very light, and it's beautiful, and I'm amazed by it, and it's incredible, and I want to kiss it.
Ooh, give it a kiss. It might turn into a prince. Part of a prince.
Well, just the head.
Just
of
the
prince.
Head of a prince. That'd be a little morbid.
Which head?
Yeah, I was going to say, which. It'd be me too, though. How dumb would that be if you kissed it and turned it into the top 4 inches of a penis?
It's just like,
oh,
All right, well. Excuse me. Throw it in the trash.
I think it's really funny that we came to this joke before the next thing I'm going to show you. Right.
Oh, no. The next one's a penis.
So cool. I love it.
So
it's cool.
Clearly, this is a snake head. I mean, that's cut and dry. It's a rattler head. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to say that this is, I'm going to say this is a good luck thing, and this is why. Okay. I'm going to say it's a good luck thing because clearly it's the reversey thing. Like, oh, if it's dead, it's bad, but you catch it and whatever, it's good. Like when people say, like, oh, I caught a bat. It's a good luck charm. Now it's dead, or a scorpion or whatever. I don't know.
So you're saying that somebody would have had to catch this rattler live and then do this.
I'm a snakeheadologist.
But if it came after, like a day after it was dead and then did this.
I don't know. All right, you have to... No, I don't want to touch it. There's no reason
touch
for
it.
Touch
that.
I touched it when it was at his shop. I saw it at the shop. There, look at it. I touched it.
It's because it's scaly, Bill.
So, all right. I guess it's a lucky charm because
the
reversey.
It looks like it's part of Anaconda now.
So the snake represents transformation, manifestation, and healing.
Oh, because it sheds skin.
It does.
Not that one, though. That one's not shedding anything.
Nope. Aren't we a bit savage, though, that we just, like, kill something and then put it in our house? Like, I put the head of it here.
I mean, if your couch is made of leather.
Like, but no, like, that's a thing, like, yeah, a leather couch. Or a...
I salvaged the parts.
Yeah, no, I understand. Like, and maybe some people look at it the other way, like, oh, no, it's living, like, on now because it died for, and now we worship the head every
day.
Yeah,
but if it
like
was
that.
Like your grandma, that would be very strange and no one would want to come
over.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
That's a little Norman Bates, but still, like.
It's the same concept.
Unless she was looking like that every day.
Like I
love that thing. Don't talk bad about it.
I'm not. I don't want to talk bad about it. It would probably come and freaking haunt me.
All right. This next one, Tom, is not a breath mint.
I love that you...
I am not going to lick the... Whoa, yeah, I'm not licking that.
Yay, another one.
Another one.
So this is...
I've needed one of those.
Tom, what do you got right there?
I have a... Kind of a whale-shaped phallus.
A very life-size
It's bottom
penis.
Heavy.
Is that like stone or crystal or glass?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's twice the size of a regular one in my experience.
What is it?
I think it's a glass quartz penis.
Well, glass and quartz are different.
No, it's a quartz. It's definitely quartz. And it's like smoky quartz.
Very good.
And it's got...
You know your...
Lopsided testicles.
Your black penis.
Maybe,
yeah, you
maybe
know,
they should
I'm
have
a,
that check.
I'm an expert. Watch a lot of internet stuff. There you go.
This would have been a really great live stream show if we could actually.
Yeah, I actually thought about that. This
so
here,
happy.
I'm going to say it's definitely something sexual. First of all, fertility or
virility.
Something like that.
Very good. Two for
Or, you know how like you go sometimes in the airport and they always sell those little things? Of like shampoo or toothpaste or stuff like that.
The travel size.
Maybe the travel size. A travel size dildo. A travel size. I don't know.
That would be very disappointing.
So,
it's like for a keychain, a quick, I don't know.
If there's one thing I can
go
say.
Fuck yourself,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Historically though, like we've been carving and putting penises
Tiny,
as graffiti forever. Like the Romans, the Phoenicians, everybody in art.
I'm actually going to talk about that. That's why this whole concept comes into play.
But I also feel obligated to say for people listening, please don't use crystals as dildos. They are porous and that is not healthy.
Yeah. Don't put
Oh, now
in
you
places.
Tell me.
You should have texted me and asked first.
Yeah.
I told you.
That'd Pop it horrible. In the freezer first. Yeah. Pro tip.
And don't buy one. Don't get one from the
infection?
Yeah, don't get one from the travel section at CVS either because that's what you're going to get. All right, let me
and
see
I,
it.
I would assume
I see it?
That it's supposed to be displayed pointing up and not
laying down. It looks like you could...
Well, it depends how cold it is in here.
Going forward, it looks like a battleship.
Wow.
Well, it's hand-carved.
Yes, it is.
It's hand-carved.
So look
it's
at that. I can tell that.
Much attention has been paid to this little penis.
It's... yeah, it's just a little... quartz penis. All right, so I'm going to say fertility. This has something
okay.
to do with fertility.
And
anyone else have
virility.
Any?
Anything else?
Youthfulness.
Okay.
Which is kind of like virility.
Why is that? Because it's a tiny penis?
I don't know.
Or normal size for some people? I'm
Health
not going to.
And prosperity?
I mean, if
it
were an older guy, it would be kind of like half cocked, right?
So it is a sign of virility and masculine energy and fertility. However, it's also. Assigned to ward away evil, especially because we talked about the Romans and the Phoenicians. They believe that the genitals, both male and female, is where life came from. Therefore, it had a lot of life-giving power, so it would ward away evil because they considered those things to have no life energy of their own.
Evil hates pee-pees.
Yeah, so...
So next time there's a monster, just
whip it out.
Flash your junk at it, and it will go away.
Go away! Go away, Satan!
Unless it's the cop.
I'm going to give you the tip.
That's what I recommend for every haunted house.
Yeah. The next just time I go to Disney World, it's going to be a lot more interesting.
Chase somebody with your nuts. All right. Okay, well... I like that one. It's nice.
All right.
I didn't get a good picture.
Now, why? A question, though. Is there anything with the quartz? Is there anything related to Stonewise or things like that?
So, smoky quartz is itself, it amplifies energy. Smoky quartz is said to repel evil. So, the concept behind that is it is more a pop of trypanic, just repels negativity.
It looks so big on camera.
It's not the size, okay? Do you want to put up something for scale, like a quarter?
Like the, or like Tom. The snake?
Yeah. Tom for scale.
Hold on a second.
Here, use the Egyptian testicle.
But no one knows the Egyptian testicle here.
Right, here, let's put it next to the snake, because everybody knows how big a snake head is.
Actually, that seems like a really large.
Is this?
How can everyone know what the size of a snake head is? Did that work?
I don't know how to correctly hold it for scale.
Tanya doesn't know how to hold a penis.
I'm not good at this game.
Have Bill kiss the tip of it.
So it's about the exact size you draw on somebody's face when they pass out at a party.
We don't need that picture. Yeah. All right, what do we...
Not again.
Are we done? All right.
Yes.
Let's move on from the penis. All right, I like that you blindly handle this stuff to Tom.
Yeah, I'm just getting it out of nowhere. Okay, so that's a... Oh, that's neat. So the first I saw was just a kind of a polished ball of iron pyrite. But then you flip it over and it's a skull of iron pyrite, which is actually really cool. So it's like a gold crystallized skull.
I saw this in your shop and I was really actually intrigued by it.
It looks like a gangsta skull. I imagine that
I like how you said gangsta. Like you're gangsta.
You
gangsta.
Like the rappers that get shot now, this is probably
because
what they look like
when
they get
You look like a gangster.
Yeah. That's all Flash, man. That's mobbing.
Wow.
Ooh, it's
heavy.
Yeah, I picked this up. I liked it.
It's pretty.
My first thought, is this like hand polished or something like that?
Well, I mean, you can tell it's hand carved and then it
was. A lot of it was hand carved, but they looked like they left a lot of the natural cut stone.
All right, Tanya, what do we have? Describe this for us, please.
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's probably 2 3/4 inches deep by about almost 2 inches wide and about.
It is exactly one stone penis long.
Yes. It is.
It is.
It's almost exactly one stone penis long.
There's your photo for scale.
And iron pyrite, right? Yep. Everyone that has ever seen iron pyrite knows it, but they might not remember what it is. But so when you see the picture of it, you'll absolutely recognize the iron pyrite. It just looks like it's metal. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And the natural kind of deviations in it and the crevices and stuff where you can see the crystals actually forming in the cracks is beautiful.
It also gives it a really nice shine when the light hits it.
Yeah,
exactly. What it reminds me of suddenly? T-1000.
Yes!
From Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Like the liquid metal when he's coming back together.
And it's surprisingly heavy.
It is. That's like really, billiard really ball cool. heavy.
I don't know what iron pyrite signifies, but if I had to guess what something like this would be or mean, I don't know.
It's got a gold color.
It's very...
not gold. It's in a skull shape. To me, that's all pyrite-y stuff.
Exactly.
Well, think of it this way. What does the skull
pyrite-y?
Represent?
Death?
Death is one.
All right. So... The very first thing, I just thought this was just visually cool. I just thought this is something you were selling that looked cool and that somebody just made this to sell. I did not know that it has had any sort of backstory to it.
Yep.
But now I would have to say, I'm going to say this one might be, well, you're selling it. You don't sell curses, so I can't answer this.
Well, I wouldn't tell you if I did.
Ooh la la.
No, that one's not cursed.
If somebody goes, listen, I made this, and then they're like, oh, it's like the Brady Bunch tiki, and they handed it to me, and then something bad happened, I would think that was it.
So the skull represents death, transformation, transition, immortality. Stone. The pyrite is a stone of protection, abundance, and removal of negative energy.
Really?
Yep.
So that removes negative energy.
Mm-hmm. So the concept behind that is to help end one negative transition to bring it to a positive transition.
When it removes negative energy, mm-hmm. does it make the negative energy disappear? Or does it place it somewhere else? Is it like a big box? And you're like, get rid of that box. But the whole idea is you just have to take the box and put it somewhere else.
Think that as more of a filter. It tends to filter negative energy. And then it gets to a point like any other item that needs to be cleansed at some point. So you just let it filter out. And then once you feel like it's becoming stagnant, or sometimes smooth stone like that will start to feel sticky, you just cleanse it and keep using it.
How do you cleanse it? Like, you don't bring out like a, like Clorox wipe, or do like you have to do some sort of ritual?
So typically you can place it in
the sun. Is it dishwasher safe?
You can put it in salt. But you know what's really funny? A lot of the old hoodoo and voodoo floor washes are made with pine salt because the smell of the pine is a really good one.
So what is that called right there?
That is a pyrite, hand-carved pyrite skull.
And that's, but if you have tried to say, if somebody goes, what is this? They're holding it and they know it's a pyrite skull.
Mm-hmm.
How would you categorize that? What would you call it?
I would categorize that as an apotropaic tool used to cleanse negative energy.
All right. So I like that better.
A skull of better transition.
And how is something like that used? Is it just set in an area?
Typically,
is it carried?
Yep.
Is it
rubbed
on something?
You can carry smaller versions of that.
Yeah, because this is not really like
you put it
travel,
on a necklace.
Like
travel
Flavor
size.
Flav. Yeah, no, that would be an altarpiece. But yeah, you can carry smaller versions. I have ones the size of quarters at the shop.
So it's almost like a opposite diffuser. Instead of putting out things, it sucks in things.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
I like that. That's very good.
Next one, this will be an easy one. What does that feel like to you?
It's Ryan's hand.
You guys are...
I've had one of these, I think, when I was a kid. Used to get them all the time at the Pojos.
Oh, yeah. That when we...
Yep. That, I've had a few of them. That's a lucky rabbit's foot. Which I remember reading that this was like... I remember people freaking out about how inhumane this was to the bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had friends that would never touch these because they're real, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's an actual rabbit's foot.
Yeah. Did they just kill bunnies just for the feet?
No. Well, is there another market for killing bunnies?
So the guy that we get them from, they're actually ones that have died of natural causes, and he uses 90% of the bones.
Wow.
For
so
what,
this is
stew?
Completely recycled.
Sometimes, yeah.
Gross.
Well, when I was growing up in New Mexico, some of my friends, they mm-hmm. raised rabbits for meat. Because a lot of people ate rabbit all the time. So, I mean, makes sense.
So I've never understood the connotation between a rabbit's foot. I mean, catching a rabbit's tough, so if you catch the rabbit...
So the lore behind it actually comes from you want to obtain the foot from a rabbit in a graveyard, especially at night.
So like wait. A graveyard lurking rabbit?
Yeah, the idea is it's hopping away from death because it tends to jump over the graves. And if you can skirt death, it's considered lucky.
Well, clearly, if you're chasing a rabbit, it's trying to skirt death because you're going to kill it.
Right.
So any rabbit that you catch is skirting death.
That's the idea. But the concept behind it is they're more potent if found in a graveyard.
So you got to wait until that rabbit's leaving the graveyard, because if you catch it while it's on the way into the graveyard.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can raise a rabbit and take it to the graveyard.
What if you just put a bunch of carrots in it and just wait?
The made in China holder kind of ruins it a little bit for me, but...
Well, yeah.
What do you have against Chinese rabbits?
Nothing.
Wait. So you had a friend that made this?
Yeah, his name's Mike.
But what about the made in China thing? Is it just
that's
the
probably
holder?
Just
the
top.
Just
the holder.
All metal things we use here are made in China. We don't make anything out of steel.
When I was a little kid, I had one of these, and I put a key on it that I didn't even... Like, I didn't need a key when I was a kid. But I had a key and I put it on there, and I remember pulling it out at recess thinking I was cool. And a girl, like, can I have it? And then I gave it to her, and then she threw it away. She's like, you're a jerk for having this. So I never, that was the only one I ever had. But I thought it was going to impress people because I had a key. I thought it'd make me look like an adult.
That is the saddest story I've ever heard.
But then she told me, and then she complained to the teacher, and the teacher told us this tale of how they basically just caught rabbits, and then they would cut the tails off, and then they'd set them free. So for years, that's what I thought. Though. I mean, not the tail, the foot. They would cut the foot off and the two back feet off, and they'd set them free. So I really thought that was a thing.
He's like dragging their ass around the rest of the time?
I was like in fourth grade. I didn't know.
Who the hell was your teacher?
The devil. Yeah. But so for years, I've never, but I don't, it's funny. I still think about that. I know that's not the case. But yeah, that's really gross. I mean, the whole concept of it. I'd be surprised.
I had one for a really long time. It was green. And I had it for years. And I don't remember what happened to it, but something happened to it, and I didn't have one. And like a little part of me died when I no longer had it. It was weird because I had it for such a long time. And I think that's probably where my kind of fascination with animal.
Well, I have green ones at the shop. So I promise the next time I see you, I will obtain you a green rabbit's foot.
The rabbit's foot thing is kind of funny because they're ubiquitous, but it's one of those things where I feel like I only felt like it was a lucky thing because you heard it was supposed to be a lucky thing, but I never felt like it had any intrinsic luck whatsoever. It was just an object. Like, there's been talismans I held on for myself that I thought, hey, maybe this is lucky, but I've never thought it was just a fuzzy, weird thing in my hand.
Just, yep. All right, here's the next one.
Ooh, this is right in line with that snake.
All right, describe it. Describe it, Tom.
So we have a full-on leg and talon with claws extended from some kind of bird. Foot. It's got to be falcon, hawk.
I'm going to say...
It's big.
She knows.
I know, too. I know what it is. All right, Tanya. Tanya, you can say
it. It's a turkey.
It's a turkey talon.
That is a huge old talon. Oh, well, turkeys are mean. I know that. That's crazy how that's just like completely hard and mummified like that. That's cool.
You can brush your hair with it.
Let's see it.
It's a back
Tom,
scratcher.
Do it.
Dude, brush your hair.
Tom.
With it.
Oh, man. Now you're hurt. Tomorrow you'll be bald.
That's the curse.
So, yeah, I don't know what that would be signifying. It's for honestly, hair loss. Like that you are out of everything else to put in your stock pot.
Is it kind of like the bird version of a rabbit's foot?
Or a monkey's paw?
It's, well, yeah.
Oh, ooh, you didn't correct either one of us.
You're right.
I'm going to say that's not lucky. I really, because this is why. The snake head, it's easy to get a turkey leg. A snake head's hard, so you earn the rewards. But this is like I can walk anywhere and get a turkey talon. Like basically, I've eaten the other half of that 50 times in my life. So for this turkey talon, oh, that's gross.
It's weird.
I'm touching it now. It's just I don't like it.
Yeah,
you look at it, you're like they're
it
just
looks like dinosaur feet.
It does. This is clearly
it does
why.
Look like a dinosaur.
Yeah. So, but look at their nails. Look at look how sharp that is. This middle talon, that's a nasty nail.
No, that's what I've heard. Turkeys can mess you up.
And look at it, this little dew claw. Like, you think, like, this could kill you. This could kill you if you were slow.
and
bled, like, you, like, I don't know.
Way too much.
Yeah. It, like you were just tired and you let the turkey kill you because you're like, I'm really tired. I don't know. But that could kill you.
From eating all of his cousins.
Yeah, right. I ate so much. Oh, all this. I'm so tired from Thanksgiving dinner.
So they killed that turkey because it had lots of turkey lice.
What? And we touched it?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
He combed his hair with it.
Oh, I like it. Okay. So I'm gonna say that's curse related, that's a bad thing. I'm going to say that it's got some bad muju buju in it.
Okay.
And it's a thing. Here's my guess. You ready? You sneak it and put it in people's houses. You put curses on them. And that's my thought. Because, listen, I'd freak the fuck out if suddenly I found it in my house.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere.
That's kind of like if a horse head in your bed, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you imagine if you went in someone's house and put that like in there.
I'm looking around to see where I can hang it.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining that for Bill, the curse is just the fear of not knowing where it came from.
Yeah. Or if you said you put it in my house and didn't tell me where. And then for like the next 6 months, I was afraid to open every cabinet.
What I would do.
Why don't you wear new socks? I can't open my sock drawer.
I would get four of them and number them 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Yeah. Just,
you have and to then, put a little spoon on here and make it a drink mixer for guests.
But if you, like, seriously, if you just put that in someone's, like, medicine cabinet and they open up and found it there, like, magically, they'd move.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's the worst thing ever. You're like, oh, my God.
It's quite disturbing looking.
And that's the funny thing, because a feather, you found a feather, you're like, oh, this is nice, I found a feather. That would just freak the fuck out of
you. If I just saw that in someone's house, I would say it either has some sort of medicinal property or
they're into voodoo.
Something like it has what? Something it's to do with, a, with it has voodoo. Something to do with the negative energy, whether it's getting rid of it or something. I don't know. That's what I would just assume. Because
what do
I
you
don't
think,
know
Tom?
This is starting to look like we're putting stuff in a cauldron.
You're not cooking, Mama Prune.
Oh, so the Eye of Newt's going to be next, I guess.
Right.
So what do you think it means?
The turkey foot? That's cheating, because I kind of know it. Turkeys often, as a like spirit animal or a totem, represent abundance. So turkey, any part of the turkey, really, is a good way to kind of bring that intention back forward. I mean, you could always... I'm with Tom, though. I think we should put a spoon on the end of it and make it into a drink stirrer.
Abundant drinks.
Abundant
actually,
drink
it should
stirrer.
Be...
It amplifies just how drunk you get.
Put a ladle on it and have that be like the thing that everybody serves their Thanksgiving meal with. Like, here's... Would you want some more gravy? Everyone's like, I'm cool.
So, it represents abundance, prosperity, and fertility. However, it can be used to remove those things as well.
What, wait, if you hold it wrong? Like, is there instructions
on,
so I know?
What you do is just split this, and it depends on which toe you get.
Yeah. How do you know you... Like, what if you did it wrong?
So, there's no doing it wrong. It's based off of the intention and how you use it. If you associate it with certain, like a green candle that's for prosperity, that's great.
Hmm.
While you can flip it and do it with another type of candle, and it would cause a hex.
So that's where I got the negative part.
So,
well, I think it's negative because it's just freaking gross. Like, that's a disgusting whatever. So
if you put this and the penis together, you get like a double fertility power going on.
Yep.
There's so many
or crabs.
Little charms and curses and things on this table right now. I don't know what tonight's going to
I know, this
entail.
Is, that's what I'm saying.
Wanna,
is,
I'm going to move the extra.
Can I tell you that I haven't felt any energy from these things individually, but with all of this stuff in front of me, I kind of have this weird feeling.
Put your Egyptian testicle
is that a,
there.
Is that a, on the table right there, is that like some sort of crystal, or is that a throat log?
It's a throat log.
Okay, I thought, what's next? Yeah. What is it, the Eye of Ra? Yeah. Oh, no, it's a Vix.
That's what Indiana
that
Jones
cola.
Felt.
Yeah. I really didn't know what that was, Tom.
Now, this one is sharp on the edge, so be careful.
Okay. All right. It's
describe it for us, Tom.
It's like one of those little Elizabethan, like Bohemian hearts you see.
You cannot be more wrong.
No.
Ooh.
A no. Bohemian heart.
Yeah, which no. is, you see those Baz Luhrmann type hearts. yeah, it's a heart on fire.
What's it
work on the outside?
What's it feel like? What's it like?
It's just like a pressed tin. It is quite sharp. It's nice. It's obviously decorative.
So it's a yeah. Tanya, describe it.
It looks like a strawberry and a pineapple had a baby.
Well, I guess you can be more wrong.
Winner.
Clearly,
but,
it's
a, also yeah. with the what looks like some sort of flame above it. It is very reminiscent of the Sacred Heart symbol that there is used go. In a lot of religious things, because that's actually what is on the drawing that I have over
that
there.
I brought that one specifically for that.
So yeah, it's metal. Top half looks like a pineapple. Bottom half looks like a strawberry.
It does look like
but
an
it
exalted
means
beat.
It's a
the top does look
the
like
the exalted
a...
beat.
So I mean, so the very first thing. So it's tin. It's very. It's kind of silver, kind of like a little tarnished-y looking silver on the outside. It has a red reflective heart on the inside. Clearly, it's a heart. I'm going to say this is love related, but I'm also going to say it's something to do with. Ready? Here's my guess: lost love or heartbreak. It's going to be...
Or heartburn.
Yeah, or heartburn. There we go. Or heart pineapple. It's going to be something to do with love, but scorned love. Like, my heart broken now. And by the way, it has a little hole on the top that you can hang it, right? Mm-hmm. Look at, there's a little hole, so you can hang it. and I think you hang this on, you put a curse on some evil person that you were dating. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not. Yes, I am.
It's okay. All curses with Bill. Have you noticed that?
I do. I'm like,
it's a very personal.
Even his shirt's
black. So I already know who I'd hang this on the wall for. You hang this on the wall and you go, and then all of a sudden they get herpes. And that's my, from someone else.
If
not
you were
going to
curse someone with that, it would be acid reflux.
That's true. Or trunk butt. They get trunk butt. I don't know.
That's the acid reflux of Christ.
Yeah.
That is a Sacred Heart ex votos. That's basically, if you look at the wish fish, there's another Sacred Heart on there.
The wish fish. I love you calling it that now.
And it represents divine love, sacrifice of love, and peace.
Is it this one?
Does it look like a...
A heart with barbed wire? Yes. And a crown?
Yep.
You could also call that the devout trout, if you want.
The devout trout.
I do like that one better.
Okay. You're welcome. Copyright.
Yeah.
So go back to the Sacred Heart. What is it used for? What would you, if somebody goes, what is this? And you need to just tell them, charm wise, or how would you describe
it? It's an ex votos, a charm designed to bring divine love or peace. If you've been to the shop, they are nailed all the way around our collection of Mary statues, mm-hmm. because they also represent the sacrifice of Mary for Jesus on the cross.
All right.
So is that the most outright religious of the different items we have, you think?
Yeah. Oh, well, that and the devout trout.
All right. We have another dead animal. Ugh.
Spoilers.
You just took it off?
The tag.
What is it with you and feet? You got like a fetish. So this looks like it's...
You coming from the person that licked something that I called a mummy testicle...
I licked it before you called it a mummy testicle, just to be perfectly clear.
Yeah, but what if it was actually a mummified testicle?
I still licked it before he said it.
Disappointed when it turned out to not be a mummy testicle.
Hey, we're splitting ball hairs here, okay? Just...
I mean, like, of the things you can say you've done, like licking a root is not
nearly
as exotic.
He's going to be like, hey, can I have that?
I licked a 2,000-year-old mummy testicle.
Can I put it next to my... lozenge on the table.
The next time you play Never Have I Ever drinking.
That's nice. Tell you're in advertising.
Now, what am I holding? This is obviously a foot of a larger animal, and I can't tell what it is. It looks canine.
Honestly. Oh, a dog's paw?
Could be a fox.
I'm waiting for
smell
the
hair on the other end.
This is obviously like horse hair, I think. This is like a horse tail.
So you've genetically mutated two animals.
That is a chimera, yeah.
It does seem like that. I don't know. If this is the same animal then and is put together with sinew, it's very Native American looking. I can't imagine what it'd be for.
Okay.
Unless it's, you know, like the sweeper.
So here's the thing. You're not far off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's to cleanse.
It's to cleanse your soul and your table and knickknacks.
Yeah,
is what it's for.
It's a duster.
It's the duster soul.
So Tanya, describe that.
It is of canine origin because the claws are not retractable, or maybe they are just retracted in this or put out. But it looks dog, probably like coyote or something like that.
Close. It's a chihuahua foot.
That's a big ass chihuahua.
His name was Bear.
And the other end looks like someone really, really had a hard time trying to DIY a paintbrush.
Those are Tom's pubes.
Yep. I straightened
them. They're Sasquatch pubes that have been straightened. They've had a blowout.
Yeah.
It's glorious. They're dark brown. Very, very rough. It feels very much like a paintbrush.
Yeah, they're coarse.
It's got a little leather hanger merbob, technical term on it.
We like to call those strappies.
Ah, strappies. Strappy leather hanger merbob.
It's like a dingleberry.
I would assume it's used for like swatting in a ritual.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Tanya looks like she's fleeing holy water right now. Which is like with it. It's like
the word you're looking for is a spigulum. And that's not what it's for, but you're close.
Spigulum? Is it?
Spigulum.
It's spigulum.
The tool that the Catholics use to spritz holy water
I bet they don't call it that. Who wants an aspergillum?
That's what they call
me,
it.
I'll take it.
You better eat the rest of that aspergillum.
All right.
Do you know where that comes
so
from?
Now,
the name
oh,
of that?
This is definitely canine
so
type.
So the monk who discovered the aspergillum is a type of fungus. It looks exactly like that tool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel this is horsehair.
So did he look at the fungus and it was like, I've got a great idea, and he made that, or what? Was he just carrying
Although,
this tool?
I got to say, Ryan, you go through hair transformations where you let your hair grow really long, and then the next thing you know, it's like really short on the sides.
Yep.
So this could be your hair.
I wash.
This is the interesting. So I'm going to tell you about this thing. First of all, nobody's talked about what wraps it. It's wrapped very finely. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wrapped very finely by, like, it looked like they did a really good job of wrapping it. If those are individual hairs, if it's, I don't know. It's hard
to say. Do you
know
what sinew is?
No, what is that?
Explain what sinew is, Tom.
It's basically intestine.
Yeah, it's like gut string.
Oh, why didn't you fucking tell me that before I touched it 10 times?
Lick it. Trust me.
Here's
you don't know something until
the handle
you lick
thing loses. It's leather. It's clearly a leather.
That's funny. Is this cursed? We should lick it to find it.
The next investigation we go on.
I do feel
stuff. I think your house is haunted.
You know what? What is this? Yep, that's definitely the cause of your haunted.
I feel
right
that this
there.
Is a
we need to lick everything in your fridge.
I feel this is a Native American recreation of something that they did with some sort of ceremonial something.
You're right.
Oh, and that's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. I was right. All right, I'm going to give this back. All right, what? Anybody have any guesses, even though because I was right, now you'll all just be wrong?
So Tanya was right when she said coyote.
Nice
that's
job,
what that man. Is. And horsehair.
Ooh, and, I said horsehair, too. Mm-hmm.
And she was also right when she was talking about how it's used. It can be used as a smudge fan or a way to bless various ritual tools or people.
The smudge fan? Like, oh, man, this smudge is getting to me. Whew, rosemary.
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's to use the smoke through a process called suffumigation, and it basically directs the smoke like a feather would.
I see.
The coyote is a trickster spirit, and that represents illusion, trickery, enchantment, or quick wit. So if you're going to use it on a person, you're basically allowing them to have clear mind so new thoughts can come into play. Make sense?
Yay, I got things right.
These are a pair. They're the exact same thing. I just want you to see what they are.
So Ryan just took two things out of a little clear bag and placed them in Tom's hand. Tom, what do we have?
They look like two little rock snails.
You're the best color man out there.
No, I don't know. They're
rock snails.
No, they're gradiated rocks. They've been polished. They're in a weird, like, oblong shape. So they're eye-shaped and flat on one side, and then they're, like, conical on the other side from that shape.
I already have some thoughts on this.
They look
I haven't
like,
even been in my hand
It
yet.
Looks like it'd be a set of eyes. Because they do look like they're pupils with an iris when you look at them like this.
So they're stone?
Stone
they're
eyes?
Look like they're polished?
Eyes of fate?
Do they look like they're polished?
They do.
Tanya, what do you got?
Yes, they're very polished. They're beautiful stones. One is very striated. It has it's dark and very light striations. The other one is mostly kind of a translucent white with dark in the top part. And the other one actually is kind of lighter on the top part. They are kind of the silhouette is football shaped, but if you're looking at it from the profile, it's kind of like a very smooth curve-topped pyramid shape,
like gumdrops.
Yeah, kind of like a gumdrop that's been like pinched on the ends and pulled.
Right.
They're very smooth. They do look like eyes. So I think you would put these in someone's house if you wanted to spy on them.
Ooh, I like
Ooh.
That.
But
that's really good.
Spiritually.
Remote viewing. Yeah.
So basically, it's a prehistoric nanny cam.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so in my hands, I do see where you get the snail thing from.
See?
We have a snail in our fish tank, and it's actually pretty much the same exact size. You can see it just on
the
side of
the
tank right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Her name is Turtle. It really is. All right, so these are cool. First of all, question. Do you know what kind of stone these are?
I do.
What are they?
Well, doesn't it give it away?
Oh,
what do you
no,
think
I
they
don't.
Are?
Is it gonna, what are they going to be called?
Vision stone. Eyeball stone?
Yeah.
Ooh,
the name
Ooh,
gives
spy
away what they are.
Oh.
Clairvoyance stone. I don't know.
Nope.
Is it the just the
Ricola stones? They're Native American.
Geologic. No, not geological. Cold what is medicine. The name of the know. Actual stone is called that, or the.
The name that they.
Wow, they do look like it. When you hold them like this, they look like eyeballs.
Yeah.
I would say first, I thought that they would be something you put in your hand and rub. That would be its thing. That would be my guess. You put them in your hand and just like the little dice thing. But now the way that they're not formed, they're formed in a certain way. They are meant to be placed down and look like eyeballs. Mm-hmm. So I think when you did you say vision stones?
I think I might have. I think said you did. A lot of words.
Let's rewind. All right. I think they're some sort of vision stones
for like clarity. Do you use
clarity. Clarity. They're clarity stones.
Clarity.
They're
allergy medicine.
All right.
Those are Shiva Eye agates.
That didn't give anything away.
Shiva Eye, EYE.
Shiva Eye?
Shiva Eye agate. And what they do is they're supposed to watch you in your area, your home, for negativity, and it will repel the evil eye.
Do they watch you while you shower?
Basically.
That's evil stuff going on.
So do you have to move them from room to room, or is it like an Alexa?
They're kind of like an Alexa. They are the Alexa of Shiva Eye Stones. But they watch your house and self and protect you from evil.
Hey, Shiva Eye Stones, what the weather's outside today?
Cloudy.
So can you make them like a little bit cross-eyed and set them toward each other?
Of course. Whatever you want to do.
Jerry Lewis eyes.
Okay, so if somebody... So basically the idea of that is what? I would buy these because why?
To keep your house and your work area or yourself safe from... negativity, from gossip, of anything associated with the evil eye. They're very good for like the store or for your business.
So what's the benefit of this, say, over like a Hamsa hand?
Same concept.
Except Hamsa hand's like personal?
Hamsa hand, if it's upright, means protection. If it's upside down or fingers towards the ground, it means good luck or abundance. While those are strictly for protection.
I see.
Next.
All right. Oh, you're pretty quick. Oh, what is that?
It's...
Tom, describe.
It's a piece of kryptonite, and I know because I'm feeling weak suddenly. I don't know. It's nor obviously it some fun. Kind of volcanic rock, right?
Is that it's no, shiny.
It's not volcanic. It's just, I can't remember what this is. It's pretty cool, though.
It's very quartzy. It's
got
green
some braided
quartzy.
Leather around it. It's also very Native American looking. It's got some bead work. It's got a lot of fringe here coming off the braids. And it's black. I don't know. I can't remember what this is.
It looks green for me.
But it does exactly look like that kryptonite they used in Superman Returns.
Yeah, it looks like petrified wood, but not.
Yeah.
But
it's got pillars in it.
Yeah. For it being as big of a stone as it is surprisingly light.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the weight is it's
in the leather. Kind of in the leather. Work, yeah.
It's almost like a tiny abacus if you lay it down and move the beads around.
It's a pocket calculator.
Oh, that's a Native American pocket
calculator. It's an ancient graphing calculator.
And basically, it's just tied to the rock so no one steals it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the bathroom thing.
Yeah, it's black and shiny and long, crystally and leathery, strappy, beady. That was
very
how does it make
scientific.
You feel, though?
She's like a poet.
Your words.
Don't regret my eloquence. I don't word mouth whole face. I don't. Feel anything in particular different when I hold it other than just confusion.
A loss of vocabulary.
It's a confusion giggle rock.
It's working.
Oh, it is very light. Okay, so I've got it in my hand right now. It's funny because it looked green at first when I first saw it.
Oh, from here, kind of. I can see that.
So, but it clearly is black. I would actually say it's not wood. It's not petrified wood. I know that. It's definitely rock. The leather behind it, the beadwork, it's definitely a recreation. Like somebody like built this thing. Like it's
well,
not,
yeah, it's not found
as
in nature.
As opposed to being authentic,
I don't know. Listen,
it grows off that very specific tree.
Yeah,
laugh all you want. I'm saying, rock. Like you could tell, like it was made by somebody. Little beads, It's got red. It's got two pinks. It's got a blue, dark blue, and a green beadwork coming off it. And then a bunch of others with none. It's got like little blue glowies around it. All right, so I'm going to say, because it's Native American-ish,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this is a good thing. This is, it's nice. I'm going to say it's prosperity. It's going to give family good things. Because this is why, because there's different bunch of different colored beads hanging off mm-hmm. of it. So I'm going to say this represents different people. Okay. Different people in the family, and it's supposed to be a very good thing. All right, that's my guess. Anyone else?
Any other guesses?
I mean, that rock looks like strength.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Nothing?
Ryan, what do we got?
You don't even like how it dangles? I mean, anything?
No, that was a clue. I think the dangle thing was a clue. That was a clue. Why didn't you do that for
Is
me?
Is it like a broken dream catcher?
You're getting closer.
So the little beads on it, being Native American, if we are going the Dreamcatcher route, is protection, mm-hmm. and it catches the evil spirits or things that would negatively affect you.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's kind of like a reversey diffuser that absorbs.
Well, right, and then probably negative. Puts it into that rock.
Yeah.
So you guys are almost perfectly on. That is a piece of black tourmaline. The rock itself is for protection, both spiritual and physical, well, and mental as well. But the little things that hang down off of it act like a dream catcher almost, and they basically, or a fly trap basically, and they catch all the negativity and
feed it into the tourmaline.
Feed it into the tourmaline, which then purifies it.
So it's like a Venus fly trap of
mm-hmm.
evil spirits,
ghosts, and stuff. Yeah. So the next one, this one's pretty delicate. So I'm
Real quick, what would you call that then? Like if somebody
it's
says,
called a piece of dressed Native American tourmaline.
But and its main purpose is what? Like, is it a charm? Is it
It's a charm that you'd want to place either
in your household. Or?
Typically, it's placed above the bed or above the threshold into the bedroom.
Ooh la la!
So you're getting rid of a certain kind of energy,
especially nightmares.
Like that's whenever you say like that's never happened to me before, then you buy one of those.
So the penis is going next,
and
to
it's
the
fixed.
Toilet.
Yeah, but put the penis, get the turkey leg away from it. We have a huge the turkey leg away. Put the devout
eyes are watching
trout
me. That's
near
what's
it.
The problem.
And then you get a tip in the whorehouse. Yeah, we've got a nice collection.
And of course, we got to fit the little butthole in there.
Yeah, the little butthole next to, and then tip in the little.
I want you to know that Mama Prune is watching all of you. That is very disgusting.
Actually, she is. She's looking right at you, Tanya.
She's
and that's creepy.
Very disapprovingly.
Yeah, turn her away at the penis. Get the penis away from her. Okay. Oh, that thing's going to give me nightmares.
You know, I wonder if she was around to earn the tips from that horseshoe.
Probably.
She was the main earner.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever made love in an Afghan?
What?
Have you ever made love in an Afghan?
Love in an Afghan.
Like just toes sticking through?
Fingers poking out everywhere. You don't even know whose they are.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right, what's next?
It's very delicate.
It is quite delicate.
Oh. It just looks like a stick.
Oh, I have seen these before.
Yeah, they're attached to, like, every time a dog goes for a walk, that's what you pull off of it.
Well, it's just like a little twig. It seems like it would be any other little stem, but it's got these tiny little dried buds or flowers.
And the what do they
thing,
look like?
The neat thing is when they dry, they close up and look like little skulls. Mm-hmm. Like little alien skulls with a giant frontal and parietal section. They look like little aliens. They're cute. They look just like little skulls, though, with eye sockets and mouths.
It's snapdragons.
Snapdragons.
Because I had snapdragons, and that was the reason why I had snapdragons.
See, I've seen snapdragons,
because
but I
whenever
never saw them dried.
The flowers would die off and the buds would do their thing, they turned into these weird skulls, and that's why I grew snapdragons.
It's
specifically,
I just want them to
so
die.
The flowers would die and turn into these. Yeah. But it's upside down that you see the little faces, because if you're just looking at them the way they grow normally, so whenever it dies and dries off, you have to turn it upside down to really see the little creepy skulls. But I have an amazing picture of one from my garden a couple years ago where it's just a stick covered in screaming skulls, and it's fantastic and makes me happy.
I mean, it's enough to take you aback for a second, because it looks enough like a tiny little human skull that you're like, wait, that's totally familiar.
Oh, yeah, this is weird.
That's where their magical correspondence comes in.
Okay, so I'm holding a twig. It's got little alien skulls on it, and it's creepy.
It is a little creepy.
Clearly, this was not made. This is something, one of the few things that was not actually made, meaning, like, man made, or was this? Was somebody, like, did somebody,
no,
did this form naturally?
Yeah.
That's completely natural. That's how, when the flowers die off, the kind of the little, the
seed petals, pods,
the seed pod part of it that remains, that's how it dries.
So these are little tiny weed skulls. All right.
Basically.
So I'm going to say right there, they are good luck because you have to find them. They're almost like a four-leaf clover. They're hard to find. I think if you come across one, you're like, oh, look at this. I've just found good luck for all my friends. And isn't this fantastic? All right. Ryan, what do we got?
I don't know, but like Snapdragon isn't particularly rare, and you'd have to wait until it was dead and dried to see it that way.
So it's, what do you think it means?
Particular time. I don't know. Like harvest, reap?
You're close.
Tanya, thoughts?
Weed skull is another word.
That's
for
kind
head,
of
right?
Where I was at was the kind of, because it only happens once basically the life has passed and you have what's kind of left, and it is basically the seed, so it's I don't know if you want to say fertility or abundance or anything along those lines, because that's what the pods are. But also they look like little screaming heads, and I don't know if that's a good thing either. So maybe it's there to ward off anything that would try to take away your fertility or prosperity,
like,
or abundance.
Omen?
Well, you know, talking about the screaming heads, though, they say that the smell of your fresh-cut lawn is the grass screaming as you kill it. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason it's a terrible thing, it's the smell they put out as they're being like, this is, oh my God, I'm being cut in half by a giant machine. Like, ah! But you could smell their screams, and it's fresh cut glass.
Not cutting grass is going to be Ryan's favorite.
Cut grass.
He's going to go down there with hand shears.
So those are the husk, the seed husk. And they're used in necromancy rites to summon or contact the dead.
Really?
Yep.
So individually?
Yep. You add them to your other powders and burn them on charcoal for...
itself has to be ground down and used.
Mm-hmm.
And then how would you use it?
So you mix it with other herbs and make a powder, a summoning powder. And you can either burn it over fire or onto a piece of hot charcoal. And then there's a rite that you would do, and you would use the smoke as a way to communicate with the dead.
Wouldn't it be more fun, though, if you had to find one that looked like the person you were trying to communicate with?
Yeah, but since they all pretty much look the same, it's kind of hard to deal.
So it's like nature's Ouija board.
Essentially.
And do you sell this?
I do.
Oh, do you actually sell it? Like, do people come in and go, hey, I need to see where my aunt left her will?
Yep.
Give me those tiny skulls over there.
I do sell the Snapdragon. Most of the stuff at the shop, this I sell at the shop. The only thing that I don't is Mama Prune, the Devout Trout, and the Horseshoe.
Yeah. Wait, you sell these
and
turkey legs?
I do.
They're a big hit at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I do.
Hey,
I do.
Do you ever have after Thanksgiving sales where you sell those, like,
no,
or Black Friday, half price on turkey legs? Like,
that's
real dirty legs.
That is funny, but no. I need to do that from now on.
Yeah, half price. Okay.
So the next one is interactive.
Ooh.
The rest of these have been interactive. I licked one. That's good.
That actually
so
is.
So here's the thing. Close your eyes.
Ooh.
Wait, close your
everybody?
Eyes. Seriously, everybody.
Everybody?
Because I don't want you to see it.
I need everybody in the podcast that's listening right now to please close their eyes for this
I'm going,
section.
No.
Unless
I'm gonna,
you're driving.
Hold on. I'm going to let Taylor utilize this, and then we'll pass it around. But I don't want you to see what it is until after
that's
she plays
sounds
it.
Like,
okay, but as we're closing our eyes, we need descriptive. So there's not just dead air.
No.
So
she's going to make the noise that this thing makes, and then I will literally
Wait,
hand it to
this
Tom.
This is just getting more strange.
Well, then
by
be
the
quiet,
moment.
And Bill, shut your damn eyes.
Okay. All right, my eyes are shut.
Go into the thing.
Into the mic? Okay. I apologize in advance.
All right, well, I'm going home. Can I open my eyes now?
One more time.
He's freaking out.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That was terrible.
One more time.
I saw it.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Okay. There we go.
Just for the record, the
are we allowed to look now?
Oh, my God.
Open your eyes, Tom. You can't tell me what it is if you can't see it.
That was
amazing.
I think did you that made that? This is banshee mating call.
Yeah, right. It so is. It summons banshees. That's what I thought too.
All right, Tom. Because describe what's in your hand.
That's what the 3D. Door at the bathroom at Ten Barrel used to sound like in the women's room. Every time you opened it, I'm not joking, sounded like that. I actually have it recorded on his phone.
I have to hear it.
She did. Yeah.
Is it from the door or the women in
the actual door when you would open.
Do you still have it on your phone?
It's beneficial. That's to scare the piss out of you.
It was it scared the crap out of me every time.
Hey, it works
there.
Then.
Yeah.
So what is that, Tom?
So this is a very intricately 3D printed skull with a hole in the top and obviously a whistle shape in the inside that you blow through the top of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes obviously like a definitely a banshee siren sound.
I did not get the...
It's cool. I mean, as an art piece, it's cool by itself. So the fact that it's functional.
I didn't get the sound of you making these sounds, okay. So we're going to get a video of it. So here we go.
That is definitely a thing of nightmares.
So you like, blow... So there's... Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, just basically like 3D printed.
Yeah.
But there's a little hole in the top and then the three holes in the back. Do you blow in the back or in the hole in the top? And then the sound comes out the back. I feel like it'd be cooler if it came out the front. But maybe it's just not designed that way. I would assume it's to scare off or ward off evil spirits. Because it sounds scary. So if you sound scarier, then they'll be like, oh, shit. Ah!
So it's like the Chihuahua effect.
Yes.
Like, I'm big and bad. Don't mess with me. I got a plastic whistle.
And this really makes me want to get a 3D printer.
Yeah, that's cool.
All the fun things honestly. That you could make. It's really light. Really light.
And it's intricate.
Did you just blow in it?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just cup. If you want to try it.
No, I don't. I'm going to summon the devil. Like, why would I even remotely want...
Times.
Yeah, like so she did.
We did it three times.
I know. That was the joke. So, if
Lol.
You
want
to... Oh, shit, he's here.
If you want to try it...
No, I don't. Okay. I'm cool. I'm done. But that's
I'm
gonna
do
like
it one more time.
Oh my god. That thing is like so scary.
Do you hold it like
let me
that?
Show you. So hold it like this. Okay. And then you're going to blow at an angle this way. If you right, no watch. If you're right on top of it, that's why it makes that noise. Okay?
So do you want it to sound like a recorder like it just did the first time?
No.
Or do you want it to sound more screechy?
You want it to sound like screaming, like lots of screaming people in hell. That's what you want to sound.
Oh,
like.
Then you nailed it.
Okay, let's see this.
So,
okay.
That's exactly what it is. Turn it around.
Is it this or is this?
There you go. Show the face.
So you show the face mm-hmm. and you don't blow straight.
Don't
you
cup
blow
the bottom.
At mm-hmm. an angle. Don't cup the balls.
Nope. There you go. Good. Put your mouth on it.
Yeah, touch it to it.
Put your mouth on it.
There
you
go.
Go. Too high.
Terrifying.
You know, it's like that kids that go to school and then die and then go to hell and they don't learn the recorder. They really learn that. Like, that's like...
That's all right, awesome. So does anyone have any guess what that is?
The Banshee Summoner.
Yeah, I think it summons...
It's a Banshee Summoner. Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to say ditto.
Okay.
There's no other thing that would be for us.
Oh,
no.
I already said it's basically the bigger bark that it mm-hmm. scares off.
But what do you think it's called? I'll give you a hint. The name, the whistle is in there.
Whistle?
The hell whistle.
Hell whistle. Okay.
The Screeching Spirit Whistle 3000.
Close.
Nice.
That is a Mayan death whistle.
Oh.
And the Mayan death whistle, they're an instrument that people believe that it was used for a couple of different reasons. One, like Tanya said, they were used to scare away ambient spirits and negative energies and entities. But they also think that the Mayans had a group of warriors that would play them as they approached into combat, very similar to drums. And it would scare the people they were fighting so much because it literally sounds like hordes of the dead screaming. So that's where that comes in.
Well, it would work on me.
Yeah, if you had several of those going, that would be quite an intimidating sound.
Yeah.
And one you couldn't necessarily put your finger on.
A weird sound. I want to get 5 or 6 of those playing at the same time and record it with a little button and put that button on one of those turkey feet and give it to Bill for Christmas.
Nice.
That'd be my new keychain. I would just take it everywhere.
He would just turn that into the new doorbell.
That would be amazing.
Every time you're sitting there, you just hear that. You're like, oh, God, I gotta change that.
New text tone. Mayan death whistle text tone.
The alarm clock.
Yeah.
So that's everything that I have, guys. 15 that's different it. Items.
All right.
So how did the Mayans 3D print their heads?
Well, typically those were made out of bone or out of clay. And it's really not that hard to make out of clay, but the one was given to me because it's awesome.
Out of what kind of bone?
Yeah, it is.
Like they just carved it out of a solid piece of bone?
Yeah, the way it works is you're blowing into, like kind of when you blow into a bottle, like it makes a whoo sound.
Oh, yeah.
But there's an extra chamber that's fluted. So what happens is the reason why it's making that noise is because air is coming out of it in different directions because it's in a tube. And those different tones and different directions is what gives it that screaming sound effect. Try it.
Yeah, that's just fucking okay. Matters. You're all right.
Full of hot air.
Okay, so going back to this now. Mm-hmm. So we have a bunch. How many items did you bring
15.
Today? There's 15 items. A level of validity towards these. Okay. Are there some that you actually go like, oh yeah, that's true?
I use the Milagro, the Devout Trout a lot. and I like the idea of the Mayan death whistle, but yeah, all the other...
Well, the death whistle, whistle, you know, that one there, like, I get that. Like, if you did that,
mm-hmm.
It was like...
It's a psychological effect.
Yeah, it worked. And everything here, I think, has a level of psychological effect if you sit there.
Right.
And,
all magic is about intention, right? If you want something to manifest, it's intention plus energy equals manifestation. So the more energy you put behind your intent, the more it's likely going to work for you, just like with any other item.
I have to understand if somebody comes in your store and they go, I want to buy this, and they're in their eyes, they know, they think it's going to work.
Right.
You're not going to talk them out of it because in their mind, they kind of need that peace of mind.
Well, that and the idea behind is if they come in, a lot of people that come in, they have a lot of questions or at least are looking for direction, right? Depending on what they're looking for and what the medium they feel comfortable with, whether it's stones, whether it's herbs, whether it's an item like this, we'd kind of help them pick the ones they need by offering the most information that they want to know about the item itself.
It's funny because I am I'm an atheist, 100% an atheist. I don't believe in anything, but I'm very superstitious. And it's not that I'm superstitious as much as I just don't want to tempt fate. I don't want to, it's like, it doesn't hurt me to believe that maybe something might happen. And it might be a certain, you know, I don't want to, like, people would sometimes categorize it as OCD, doing something the same way every time. But it's not OCD because I'm going to, like, I have a nervous tick in it. I just do it because it makes me feel better. Maybe I do certain things a certain way because so having little lucky charms or things like that. Like it was a joke that I had a pair of socks that gold pair of socks, and the day that I was going to take them off, I blew a hole in them. But also at the same time, something good happened to me that was gold related, and I said, "I'm going to wait a day before I throw this. I'm going to wear them one more time." Mm-hmm. And even though it was kind of a joke, it kind of wasn't. So I get where like this stuff sometimes means something and sometimes it doesn't. I'm not going to tempt fate. I'm not going to listen. That little old prune-faced grandmother, I'm not going to, like, mock her and then like, oh, like, hi, here, you that true, yeah. And then run across the street because I'm going to get hit by a car. I know that. That's what's going to happen.
Or you'll be constipated.
Well, yeah, yes. Yeah.
And there's a good question.
No shit.
Where's the line between a curio and a talisman? Like a talisman being something that you hold personally, recognition.
The difference between a curio and a talisman is a curio is something by itself holds some intrinsic, some internal value.
Just the object. You don't place it on it.
Well, you can, but the concept behind a talisman is that you create it or you utilize its natural abilities for a specific purpose. Mm. Like the black tourmaline could be used for protection if, you know, if you want to wear it that way. Now, while the lucky rabbit's foot is lucky intrinsically by itself, you don't have to put luck into it. That's the difference of the house coming to play.
So we actually have two items that are from your shop that we have here in the office. I'm going to go grab them.
Well, you can't. One's taped on. You can't take it off.
One's not coming off. I'll do a picture.
So one you gave us as a gift.
You can describe this one. We call this the jellyfish.
And the jellyfish is significant. So describe what you... Because we bought that when we were in your shop.
That's a ham's a ham.
Yeah, but we call it a... There's actually a reason why we call it a jellyfish. But anyway, go ahead. Well, we actually... Okay, so... From my apartment, you can see the building that we're in right now. And during a certain time of day that a good friend pointed out saying, oh my gosh, if you look at when the sun hits this piece of machinery or whatever, it reflects a goldfish on the side of the building. A jellyfish on the side of the building. And we're like, oh my gosh, we just kept seeing it and kept seeing it. And then that kind of became a thing. And Tanya at one time drew what'd you draw?
I was going through kind of a weird point in my life where I felt like I was a toxic person, but didn't want to be toxic. And so I drew a jellyfish that had its tentacles held out that just said, I just want a hug.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So when I was at your shop and then I saw that thing, you had two of them there, and it just, I was drawn to it. Like I just had to have it. So I said, I'm going to get this.
He just picked it up and he said, we're getting this.
And then I turned it upside down and Tanya's like, it looks like a jellyfish, which it does. And then you at this point said, how does it work? Go ahead and describe what it was.
It's a ham's a hand, which is it looks like a hand that has the fingers in the middle, but it has two thumbs each going the opposite direction.
So what's the origin of the ham's a hand? Because it looks Indian.
Yep, you're right. So the idea behind the ham's a hand is that if it's up with the fingers up, it means protection, like we talked about earlier. And if it's down, it represents good luck and abundance. And you guys have it down for that reason, right?
And because it looks like a jellyfish. But
Yep. But it is a palm-shaped amulet popular throughout the Middle East and North Africa. It can be used in a lot of jewelry or wall hangings or that kind of thing.
All right. So for us, we hung it up beyond the fact that, you know, the world's falling to hell. Good things happen. But let's go back to the other, which is the...
When we first got our office, Ryan gifted us with this beautiful little stone frog. And
it's green.
It has some carvings of flowers in it. And we didn't know anything about it other than it was a little stone frog. So, Ryan, tell us what this is.
So, well, did you remember what I told you to... do with it?
And yes, we have stories behind that, but anyway, go ahead.
Oh, sure. Okay. So the idea behind the frog is it can thrive both on water and land, and that what that basically means is you can navigate through any obstacle that is faced. It's abundance, it's good luck, it's the idea. A lot of the Chinese culture or Asian culture believes in the frog as a good luck symbol, one of prosperity, one of vitality in your business or in your home. So when you guys were starting your new place, I figured those are the kind of things you want. Creativity, innovation, the ability to overcome obstacles, prosperity, you know, cohesion between the two of you and whoever else. So that's why I gave that to you guys.
And one other thing that you told us was basically that whatever kind of offerings we made it, that we put in front of it, would bring in abundance. Mm-hmm. So... on just a little post-it note, we wrote happy clients, creative ideas, new growth in the business, and then folded that up, put it down there, and then we put just a little bit of money in front of it. A
couple coins, yeah.
Well, it was originally a couple quarters for a long time, and then I put a dollar in front of it, and then we got 3 new clients in 1 week. So
it lacks some money.
Yeah, it was actually to the point where it was a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it was like, we should take it back to 50 cents.
Yeah, like,
I need change.
Yeah, that's a little too abundant, Frog.
But on the bottom, we named her Rain.
Perfect.
Because it's basically Ryan with the A and the Y.
Oh, thank
transposed.
You.
So we named her for you. But it's Protector of Sinestre and Bringer of Success and Prosperity. So.
Well, thank and you. So far doing a killer job.
On the bottom.
I like that you use green tape.
Well, that I
makes,
had to.
That makes me feel good.
So, yeah. With that, charm or curse or whatever wise, is there anything that you feel like if somebody came in and they said, like, I walked into your store tomorrow and I go, hey, listen, I really hate my ex-girlfriend. I want to put a curse on her.
Okay.
What would you sell me?
Okay. Well, that's a loaded question. Because, yes, there are things in the shop.
I'm in a hurry. I got 5 minutes. Give me something right now.
I need a quick
and I
curse.
Gotta go. I got a real quick curse.
Can I get my curse to go?
I got a flight to catch. So, hurry. Sell me something. What would you sell me?
Well, if I was going to sell you anything, here's the thing. Well, let me ask you this. The first question I'd have to ask is this curse worth it? Right? Is it something that you're willing to put the energy out there?
Well, you know my ex, so.
Okay, so. Oh, you mean from your point of view?
From my point of view.
Oh my God!
So we're talking. Yeah. About you'd tell me. Down
so Ryan would tell me the whole goddamn story. All right, so
I get VD curse.
I'm not. I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger, and you ask me, is it worth it? And I go, yeah, it's worth it. All right, so now.
So my thing is, I always like to stay on the positive side of aspects on this, so I'd more likely help you deal with something that benefits you without taking or hexing her. But there are things and examples in the shop. I mean, there are herbs in the shop that you can do dark things with if your intention is there. Like, for example, we have they're called a 15-day jar candle, which is a pillar candle that has an image on the front, and one of them is black chicken. And black chickens are both used for hexing and the removal of hexing. So based off what your intention would be, I'd sell you that candle, a couple different herbs, and send you on your way.
So like a really rudimentary view of that would be like people come into you with different wants and needs, and you essentially sell them. You're like a car salesman, and you sell them the different cars that they're looking for as vehicles to get to different places, and you're not going to tell them where they're going. They're pretty much going to get there on their own. You're just going to give them the most sufficient vehicle to get there.
What's it going to take to put you in this curse today?
Look, I know you really want that, but this one's going to get you a lot more traction.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you could do a lot of harm to someone if you wanted to based off your intention, but...
And all those tools are in your shop. You can do one thing or the other. It really just depends on where you want to take that vehicle that you're going to sell them, right?
Right. It's all bad intention. Like, there are herbs that mean one thing if used one way and another thing if used something else, right? Because each thing has dichotomy. It has a spectrum, right? And it's about your intention versus my intention versus someone else's intention on how you use them.
Is that the difference between that and, like, say, these curios, which have a set meaning?
Yes.
All right, how about this? I walk in and I go, hey, I got this new girlfriend and things are going pretty well and I don't want to screw it up. So will you sell me a good luck charm? And what would you do then?
Well, when you say, because you're teetering on the aspect, both, okay, it's weird, but you've asked me two questions resulting in the domination of someone else.
Well, no, I want good thing. I want good luck for me. I want my ex-girlfriend to die in a fire. But now... It's just, I want good things. Hey, listen, I got a new job coming up. I just met this girl. I just bought a new dog. And I bought a new car. And I, you know, I want good things to happen to me. I want good things.
So you're asking, like, the continuation of this good life.
Yeah, I would sell you a road opener, kind of like High John the Conqueror, which is that route there, that helps you overcome obstacles, stay lucky and abundant, and
provide you with that sexual
power. The one I licked.
Oh, the old man testicles. Okay, yep. Go. The smoky testicles.
The mummy nut.
Mummy nut, yes. Mummy smoke nuts.
That's so mesquite-y.
Yeah. Mm. Gluten, I still taste the good
They're gluten-free. Gluten-free mummy nuts. All right.
That's what I would sell. Plus...
And you sell that.
We do. Yeah.
What? Okay, so how do you use this?
So typically that's carried in a mojo bag.
Okay.
Now that's you, right. You can put oil on it. We do have different types of oil, like a road opener oil, manifest oil, a rotase oil, which is like a love, like attraction oil. And what you would do is you would put that into a container, put the oil on top of it, and then you anoint yourself with the oil. Like a really popular gambler's charm is one of those High John Conqueror root, a Lucky Hand root, and a Five Finger Grass. And you put that in an oil, and when you rub your hands with it, it's said to bring you amazing luck. So a lot of old voodoo card players would put that on and then go out and play cards and win tons and tons and tons of money.
Hmm. And do you sell this at your store?
I do. Oh, if you want abundance, I can hook you up. Like, that's one of the things that we deal with a lot, is purification, protection, abundance, and removal.
Did you say attraction oil, though? Did you? What's attraction oil?
Love it's, potion number 5. Or is it
that what it is?
Number 9. Well, number this 8 counted as number 5.
And number 7 was recalled. It had asbestos in it. Yeah. So, attraction oil, is that a thing? Like, if I put attraction oil on and I walk through the mall, like in a tank top, girls are going to be like, ooh la la.
So, attraction oil does 3 different things. One, if you have an intention towards something, like, I want to bring positive energy to me, it attracts those things to you. It also can create an aura of attraction where, like, let's say you wore it and went to the mall in your tank top, people would look at you, right?
Yeah.
And then the third.
Oh, yeah. They would.
Hey, I didn't say in a good way. I just said that it would
they'd
bring
look.
You
I didn't attention. Say in a good way either. I'm just saying people, yeah, people would
and
look.
And then the third way is if you have, let's say, a blessed object here and you want to bless a similar object, dressing them both in that same oil will bring the attractive energy to each other.
So what do I use if I just want people to like me, like chicks to like me? What would I use?
I would use road opener.
Deodorant.
This sounds like Roto-Rooter.
Cologne.
So it's called a roofie. Cologne. Yeah. What? A roofie? All right.
Ooh, that got dark.
Working on your personality would be a good one.
That might be one, too.
Man, I don't know which one of these.
But typically, I would use a road opener, a manifest oil, and probably an attraction oil. All
right.
Which one of these damn things on the table is causing me to have this hellacious leg cramp at the moment?
Probably.
I think it's the cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it might have been the food you ate this whole time.
I was going to say that penis because it's you're envious.
Right, yeah.
You've been trying to make it
staring at me this whole time. Honestly, of all the things on the table, the two eyes, like these, what did you say they were?
Shiva eye.
Shiva agate. Eyes. Amulets? No, agates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're the ones that stand out to me the most of everything.
Well, it's because they look like eyes.
Yeah, like they're watching you all the time.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I love them all.
The snake's not your favorite?
I have so many favorites.
You practically put that in your pocket.
I know. I love the snake, and I love the turkey leg, and I love the sacred heart.
You
and
love,
I love
the turkey leg?
I do. And then I love the pyrite skull, too.
Yeah.
But I
have a fondness for those.
I very much do have a fondness for them.
The snapdragon
But
skulls.
If, man, if...
They're cool, though.
If we basically got to take one thing away and keep it from this tonight, not that we can, because part of it's your collection, but if this was just kind of like you get to keep one thing, I would have a really, really hard time deciding.
Okay.
But for some reason, I'm really, really drawn to the horseshoe, the very first thing that we talked about. And I think part of it's the history behind it because it's so much more than just one item that belonged to one person. It was something that meant something to a number of people.
Like communal luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something really fascinating about that.
That one we keep at the shop, typically by the register.
So would you think that curios have more... I don't know. Would you say power if there's more people believing in them?
Oh,
if
everything does. The more the people believe in it, the stronger it becomes.
Except for rabbit's feet, right? Because nobody believes that they're... Or it is because nobody believes
they're
lucky.
Oh, I think there's some
people
that still...
Lucky. Do you think they're lucky?
Well, it's kind of like four-leaf clovers, where basically it's a mutation.
It's like the idea is, listen, also, listen, if I'm walking down the street and I find a four-leaf clover, okay, and then 2 days later, like, I get a lottery ticket and I win $25, it's up to me if I want to say, well, it's related to the four-leaf clover, or it's just, I would have got it anyway. Like, you just, it's how you look at it.
Right.
You know, when you say, and that's a lot with the superstitious stuff, too. When, again, like, I wore gold socks, and then this thing happened to us that, like, was gold-related.
Well, I mean, just
and I could, like, perception. I could ignore it. I could go, yeah. Like, yeah, and just throw my socks away because my toe poked out of them. Or I actually, in my head, could say, well, I wore gold socks today, and I was going to throw them away, but today I got this little gold thing, so screw it. So it's really just how you want to perceive any of that stuff. Oh,
right.
So a rabbit's foot, if it makes you feel better, then it's doing its job. If you think that if you're going to attach that to the fact that something good happened to you, then that's a rabbit's foot, and it's going to make you feel better about it. And then maybe you'll walk a little taller when you're carrying one because you think, well, something good happened to me. And more stuff will happen because I have this rabbit's foot. It's like it's just the same thing with from a cookie or a horoscope. You know, a Chinese fortune cookie or a horoscope. You're going to read it and portray it or relate, whatever. That's
like
it's a
precognition.
I stopped using words just now.
You're
so.
Kind of talking like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, yeah. Because you have precognition of it, and then you pretty much steer yourself.
So we're 90 minutes in.
Okay.
So we're gonna end this one out, and I don't know.
You ever say which one is your favorite besides the horseshoe?
It's not the prune face.
It's the nanny one. Yeah.
Hey, that's my favorite.
Mine's the devout trout. That's my favorite. Although I do love the pyrite skull. There will be pictures. By the way, you guys have to go to our Facebook page or Instagram.
Yes.
We'll have pictures.
I took pictures of all of the items that you can see what we're referencing. And then I took a nice little group picture at the end if you just want to look at that one picture and just kind of figure out what we're trying to explain.
Guess which one I licked.
All of them.
I licked them all.
Yeah. So I know a lot of this was going to kind of... I'm sorry, you were going to
say... No, I was going to say, like, Tom, do you have a favorite? If there was one thing that really just stands out to you, what's your favorite?
Like I said, like strikingly, the Shiva eyes. I like the prune head... nanny thing, and the fact that it is possibly 150 years old is really, really cool. Like, yeah. It's the most historically cool thing. Visually, though, I like the Sacred Heart. It's just kind of rock and roll.
So, these things are, I mean, they're all pretty freaking cool. And if they're related at all to the fact that they're good luck charms and things like that, when people say, like, oh, if you buy this or burn sage or any of this is going to make, you know, this virus go away or any of that.
Well, you know what's really funny that you said that, because... sage, when burnt, actually does remove bacteria from the air. It does. Science. Look it up.
Not real science.
No, I'm serious.
We did look it up.
No, you didn't. It's real science.
So it actually cleanses.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a bit of a nightmare. Because one of the things I originally wanted to talk about was like mysterious plagues and stuff like that. And we're going to end it with this. Are you guys familiar with the Koro epidemic of 1967?
The what?
Koro?
Koro. It's... K-O-R-O, and you guys need to look this up, but I'm going to tell you what happened. In 1967, there was a thing where people, mostly men under the age of 20, started having this thing happen. And basically, it was the shrinking of their penis and their nipples and their vulva. And it was in Singapore. And they were trying to say that it was a vaccine that was put, like, in food.
What?
But it gets... They said, like, pork. It had, like, a swine flu type thing. But the other thing is, basically, men's penis, their penises, were retracting so much inside of them that they were dying. This is
what?
A true thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's a delusional disorder.
No. It says, like, boys under the age of 20, and they were... There's a phenomenon. This is a true thing. They were being rushed to the hospital, but, like, their penises being, like, holding on to them or, like, tying them down with rubber bands because this is a thing where people were dying. It's an unknown epidemic. And this is one of the things you think I'm kidding? Look it up.
I'm
you
reading
had your
it. It's a psychiatric disorder.
No, it's not.
Characterized
it's a thing.
In typical form by acute and intense anxiety where complaints of men of a shrinking penis or fear of its retraction into the abdomen and result in death.
Look, all I want to know is there a cure, Dan?
Yeah. Now you guys are freaking, out.
Freaking me out.
You're like, is it cold in here? Do I have Koro? Like, what's going on in here? People were dying from it. It was a thing.
Case one. A 40-year-old fisherman presented in the emergency room with a burning pain in the root of his penis, which radiated to the front of the trunk. Ooh. He was complaining of shrinking of his penis towards the abdomen with a persistent sensation and strain. He also described depressive symptoms for the last 3 months.
Well, yeah.
I'd be depressed with my penis, yeah.
He said that the symptom was some kind of virus that lived in his penis for 18 years after intercourse with a prostitute.
That dirty, dirty prostitute.
That, yeah.
Giving me viruses.
He was repeatedly examined by urologists and had blood work done and showed no signs of any organic disease.
But there was more. Mm-hmm.
He had been hospitalized recently in a neurology and urology department where no disease was found after scrutinous examination, including a computed a tomography scan of the abdomen, pelvis, and penis. The patient was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, and because of that, he was going through all this stuff.
Look, sir, we scan your penis, but I can't find it. It was here last week.
But there have been times that people talk about choro-type symptoms. Like, this is a thing. It's like, it's happening with other people. It's not, you think it's, you're talking about one case.
It's a,
go deep, search. There's other cases. Okay. Can you imagine?
That'll be for another show, considering we're...
Organ memory?
That far in. Yes.
Do you remember when I was bigger?
Was that a terrible underlying joke, that far in, when you're talking about
I think we're going to talk more about the coro.
So far in, it's going to kill you.
But, yeah, epidemics and the fear. And just think how much toilet paper was bought then, when your penis was getting small.
Well, that kind of sounds like intern syndrome, too. Right.
What's that?
Intern syndrome is where people who are studying to be doctors are reading about all these diseases and every symptom they have become correlated to that disease.
That's like people going WebMD. Like WebMD told
exactly
me.
That's what it is.
Like basically,
it's like saying,
basically, if you have a runny nose, you're dying of cancer.
If
you cut your finger, you're dying of cancer.
I go on WebMD and it's like, you died 2 years ago. That's what I'm told. So,
well, basically,
if you stubbed your toe, then your penis is becoming inverted.
Exactly. Yes. Uh-oh, Koro, you're dying. Wow. It's cold in here. Turn your heat up. I don't know. All right. Well, Ryan, I got to thank you for bringing all this stuff in.
This is all pretty cool stuff.
Tell us where everybody can come and find all these items.
Yeah, over at Alter Egos at 1528 South Vista Avenue, Boise, Idaho.
Check it out. It's a cool store.
It is a cool store.
It's really cool.
A great store. I love going in there.
It's their new space. It's bigger and beautifuler.
It's twice
and
as big now?
More twice fuller of greater.
3,000 square feet.
It's not the size, though. We say that to make Tom feel better.
Yes.
But that's.
More good or better.
Gooder.
Yeah, we have a lot of handmade items. About 85 to 90% of the stuff in the shop's handmade. Soaps, body products, herbs, hoodoo products, voodoo, tarot cards, everything that you could want.
So shop local, support your local economy.
Or if you don't, go to your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And find you. Well, if somebody's, I'm not like somebody's over
yeah,
in
if
like
you're not
Baltimore,
local, then
we can't
just
say
support
like
support small businesses.
Well, we will ship.
Yeah, yeah. Look them up on Facebook or whatever.
And then, if you want to see all the stuff we were talking about, we're gonna have it on the Facebook page. And I am getting the website back up because I broke it. I started rebuilding it. And I just got busy. It'll be up this week because we have a lot of pictures to put on. Or go to our Instagram. Go to Ghost Gementry.
This is for abundance in our website, Bill.
He just handed him the little penis.
Yeah, that was cool. This is officially like our longest podcast ever.
Yes.
Yeah,
this
but it was a
super
fun
long.
One.
It was a fun one because we saw turn the little old lady around. It's just.
It's freaking,
me the fuck out.
You know what? Later
that's
on,
disapproving.
Take a picture and then text Bill in the middle of the night.
Would you keep that in your shop?
I keep her right behind the register so she watches the entire store.
They did a great job of carving disapproval in her face.
Yes.
It's seriously
I think
like
that was just the prune that they put glasses on.
It's wrong. If they didn't carve that,
they don't think
then it's haunted.
It.
Then it's for sure, I swear to God, if they didn't carve that in that face, it's haunted for sure.
Then it actually assumed the soul of some person?
No, if they didn't carve it?
No.
Oh, BS.
I mean, it's molded.
Bullshit.
All they did was put a little lipstick on.
Nope. No. That's if that, then it's haunted for sure, and get it out of our office right now. Okay. Then it's haunted.
All right. Well, we're going to get all of this stuff up so you guys can see all the pictures. You can hear all of the interesting things. And
if you have any questions about any of the items, too, reach out.
Yeah.
Hey, exactly. And also, if this is still going on, the whole coronavirus, stay inside. Be smart. Just educate yourself.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands a lot, especially if you touch that old lady that Taylor's touching right now. That's just freaking gross. Don't pet it. It's disgusting. Just wash your hands a ton. Be smart. Just stay indoors.
More things,
you don't have to,
develop
don't buy a, don't buy 800 things of toilet paper because you probably have no place to store them.
And cool also, thing.
And support
there are
local
other
businesses.
Who need these things
hey,
too.
Listen, there's places right now that you can't go in there and eat, but you can buy food from them. You can just like pick up and do orders and stuff like that. So just be smart. We're all going to get through this. And with that, does anybody else have anything else? Well, Ryan will never. He won't get through. No, he's got all these little trinkets to keep him alive. He's got
the Egyptian mummy testicles.
Yeah,
none of these were to save you from death. Fine. One of them was actually to help you pass through easier.
Yeah, was any was any of these real quick? Nothing was a curse, was it?
I don't know.
Oh, you tell me tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll find out when I wake up and I'm
kiss
like,
kiss Mama Prune and find out.
Nope, ain't gonna do it.
If Tom wakes up with strange, like alien turkey lice. Yeah, then we'll know.
I'll tell you if I wake up and anything looks like this.
He might have some weird sores on the corner of his mouth from licking the mesquite butthole. But
every time he comes on vacation, he comes back with a cold sore. He's like, I don't know where it came from.
It's mummy syphilis, guys.
All right, with that, I guess everybody else just say goodnight.
Good night. Thanks. Good night.